Genre. A biography is a story of a person's life written by another person. As you read about Luis V. Rey, notice how the author presents major events in his life. Question of the week. How can paleontologists help us understand the past? Luis V. Rey and the Dinosaurs by Sarah Steinberg. Illustrated by Israel Ramirez. Luis V. Rey had art in his blood. His father's side of the family had always been good at drawing. It was no surprise that Luis, too, was good. He spent long hours at the kitchen table drawing everything he could see. He drew his parents, his baby sister, his old grandmother cooking. He drew buildings, plants, and wild dogs. But the thing he liked to draw best was dinosaurs. Luis spent a lot of time thinking about dinosaurs. Off he'd go to the library, shuffling his feet against the concrete, a book bag slung over his arm. Whole afternoons went by in a flash as he paged through books, poring over pictures of the incredible creatures inside. They amazed him. How big! How ferocious! He wondered, where did they sleep? How did they like to play? His mother worried. Go outside, she told him. Go outside and play with your brothers. But Luis preferred to stay indoors, drawing. His mother shook her head. What will happen to you if you spend all your time drawing pictures of giant beasts? She said. Only his father understood how happy drawing made him. One day, his father took him to a museum to see an exhibit about dinosaurs. Paleontologists had erected dinosaur replicas. They were huge and true to life. Luis's jaw dropped as he stood with his father, staring up at the bones of a Tyrannosaurus rex. Its mouth was open, showing sharp teeth. Luis was thrilled. It was amazing to think that on the very same earth where he stood, holding his father's hand, a dinosaur might have roamed around, pounding its huge feet against the earth. Back home, he rushed to his room to get his colored pencils and paper. He wanted to draw the things he had seen before he forgot them. As Luis grew up, he continued to draw pleasure from his art. He got better and better. When he was old enough, he went off to study at the Academy of San Carlos in Mexico City, one of the oldest art schools in the Americas. At school, Luis learned the foundations of art and design. He learned classical and modern techniques. He made surrealist and symbolist paintings and learned how to do sculpture. But he did not draw dinosaurs in school. It just seemed like kid stuff. In 1977, Luis finished school. He was 22 years old and ready to start his career as an artist. For the next few years, Luis made drawings and paintings for advertisements. He worked hard. People liked to work with him because he was friendly and pleasant. But he wasn't really happy. He couldn't shake the feeling that something was missing. He wanted to do something that felt important, that felt meaningful. And his work just wasn't cutting it. Seated at his studio desk, his chin propped in his hand, Luis was lost in a memory. He thought of his father buying him an ice cream outside the museum. Together, they climbed the steps to the museum, hand in hand. He thought of the paleontologists in their workshops, pouring molds, building the perfectly proportioned reconstructions that had amazed him so. His imagination had been ignited when he saw those dinosaur bones in the museum. He had felt transported to a world before time. Waking from this reverie, Luis knew what he needed to do. Luis wanted to devote his talent to popularizing science. So why not do it with dinosaurs? By drawing dinosaurs again, he would become the eyes of the imagination of paleontology. He wanted other kids to enjoy the same feelings of wonder he had enjoyed. And he wanted to give people a glimpse into the long-ago past. Now that my goal is clear, he asked himself, where do I even start? For a while, Luis felt lost. He paced back and forth. He tidied his studio. He always thought better when things were tidy and clean. And then he knew. He would throw himself into the subject. He would read every book about dinosaurs he could get his hands on. He would study the anatomy of dinosaurs. And he would reach out to experts in the field. Luis put his nose to the grindstone. It felt wonderful to dive into something with gusto, to truly care about his work again. Just as he had as a boy, Luis could spend hour upon hour working carefully on his drawings, losing himself in his art. He felt good, happy. One day, sitting on a park bench, Luis watched as some pigeons pecked at crumbs. They waddled on webbed toes. Suddenly, he had a thought. What if dinosaurs were not extinct? What if they were alive and well in the shape of birds? The thought excited Luis. He was even more excited to learn there were other scientists who shared this way of thinking. Luis started to draw his dinosaurs with vivid colors. On occasion, he even drew them covered in feathers like a bird. But while some scientists agreed with him, many did not. After all, most people thought dinosaurs were related to lizards, not birds. People began to think of Luis as an illustrator of fantasy. They did not take him seriously. Fewer and fewer people hired him. Those were not easy times. For years, Luis's career stalled. The work trickled in, just barely enough to survive. But Luis didn't give up. He trusted his instincts and his studies. And he had, by then, made contact with other paleontologists who shared his beliefs. They encouraged him to continue his work. If only they could find proof that dinosaurs had had feathers. Then he knew he would be vindicated. And then one day, that very evidence was found. What a relief! Luis felt as if he was finally able to take a deep breath, as if he'd been holding it in without knowing it. Scientists all over the world began to agree that dinosaurs and birds are closely related. And today, we understand that dinosaurs were indeed colorful and very likely feathered. As the view that avians are dinosaurs became more widely acknowledged, Luis's career grew and grew. He could barely keep up with the demand. Though Luis no longer works at his kitchen table, some things haven't changed since he was a boy. He is still fascinated by the creatures he's devoted his life to. He can still spend all day drawing. And he still remembers that day at the museum, the feeling he had holding his father's hand and looking up at those fabulous beasts. Afterward. Born in 1955, Luis V. Rey is a Spanish-Mexican artist. He has illustrated over 40 books, many of them on the subject of dinosaurs. He lives in London, England.